WFXX. Let's begin.
The Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox Knowledge.
And we're off and running on a terrific Tuesday edition of Let's Talk, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's Jeff Byers, it's Scott Giese, and hey, it could be you.
Should be.
Phone line is open and available for you at 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266 will get you into the big show this morning. And, well, you can take us any doggone direction you want today.
Oh,
look at that.
That's dangerous.
Look at that.
We're allowing this?
The same as every other day.
Oh, well, okay, that's a thought. Yeah, all right. All right, we got a busy show. Lots to go over. Newsy stuff, sportsy stuff. Obviously, if you're a regular listener, you know that we're primarily a sports station here. So later on this hour, we're going to be talking trash. All right, just like the athletes, we're going to be talking trash. Although in this case, we're going to be talking trash with our friend Amy Scherf from the Centre County Recycling and Refuse Authority. Well, we're talking trash. All right, there we go. What's going on with those folks? A lot of stories in the media lately about plastics. And if you do recycling, either because where you live you have to, all right, they give you those bins and you have to put your stuff in the bin and put it out on the appropriate day and all that sort of thing. Folks like me, I live in a rural area, not mandatory, but I do it anyway because I think it's the right thing to do. But plastics, man, lots and lots of stories about plastics. What's going on with those? Maybe what's going on with the future of trash? All right, we always going to be doing trash the way we've always done it. That's an interesting thought. So our friend Amy is going to be joining us later this hour, into next hour. And then we'll have some open line time, of course, plenty of heavy things to discuss on a what could have turned out to be an interesting week. All right, just newsy-wise, interesting week. So stay tuned for that. Another dry day weather-wise, but I don't know, this is kind of interesting. Let's turn the clock back 24 hours. All right. Boop, 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 boop. All right. It's yesterday now. And I've got several weather apps on my device. And I, you know, check them like Compare and stuff like that. 24 hours ago, I think on all of the different little weather apps that I have, this was supposed to be a dry week again. All right. No rain again. Then, if you were listening yesterday, and if you weren't, shame on you. Oh, not good. You missed it. Our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, said, now, wait a minute. Wednesday, we could be getting some rain. Whoa. Why? Because there's this big weather system right now off the coast of Virginia, which is just sort of, I don't know, churning around. But if you have a weather app or on your computer, whatever device you have, and you look it up, this is a big weather system off the coast of Virginia. Right now, at this moment, it's affecting North Carolina, Virginia, parts of Maryland, Delaware, and it's, like, for instance, if you're familiar with Delmarva, all right, the Delmarva Peninsula, that's Delaware, then you have, I guess, a slice of Maryland, and then at the very bottom, it's Virginia. I don't know why, it just is. Delmarva. Delmarva's getting very wet today because this thing's churning around. Doesn't have a name. Joe mentioned it yesterday. Doesn't have a name, but it's big and it's there and it has plenty of rain. And maybe tomorrow some of that may make its way up to us. All right. Well, for those of us that are tired of brown lawns, I'm all for that. Now, it's interesting. 24 hours later, I checked those weather apps that I mentioned. Oh, there's a chance of rain Wednesday. Yay, Joe. Joe's on our side. He nailed it first. So maybe tomorrow. We'll see. Anyway. All right, the announcement last evening that Mimi Barish Coppersmith passed away. yesterday at the age of 92.
Passed away over the weekend.
Over the weekend.
Yeah,
okay. Sorry. It was announced yesterday. Sorry, got that wrong.
Was it? Okay.
Over the weekend. I can't say that I knew Mimi. I met her a couple of times. That was it. But she was a one of a kind. There will never be another Mimi. She was, I don't know, all the terms, a force of nature. She was a trailblazer. She was a visionary. She was a businesswoman and a very good businesswoman. At one point, she was a Penn State Board of Trustees member. If I recall, she was the first female president of the trustees, leader of the trustees. This is like 30 years ago, I think, or something like that. She was a one of a kind. So Town and Gown Magazine, Barish Advertising, Morgan Signs, and I'm going to miss some businesses here. She was amazing. I don't know. Did you know her?
I worked for her.
For
about a year.
Yep. Okay. All right. What was that like? I'll be honest. I met her a couple times. Our paths crossed, and that was about it.
Yeah.
How would you describe her?
She was a firebrand.
A firebrand.
Yeah. She brought a lot of energy. Definitely leaves a tremendous impact on the community and quite a legacy. She led quite a life, no question about that. Very giving in a lot of different ways. Did a remarkable job in a number of different fields, and knew how to use her connections to try to leverage the best for various situations and opportunities. Just a life well lived. No question about that.
She got the most out of everything.
She really
And primarily, I mean, we can call it a male-dominated, like, business and stuff like that. Here she comes, like, who's this? Well, don't cross her, okay? Because she's going to get what she wants. And oftentimes, I think she did. So watch out for probably many, 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 many remembrances and so on over the next, I don't know, week or more. She was State College. She really was. And this is a big loss. So she was 92 years old, and for her friends and coworkers and people that worked in all those different businesses she's involved with, I'm sure they will be sharing a lot of memories here. You'll see, Town and Gown, I'm sure will do something. Some other publications will do something. If somehow you never heard of this person, read up on some of that stuff. She was, you can't often say somebody was a one of a kind. She was. All right. And so read up on that. If somehow you don't know who she is, read up on that.
Had the power of her convictions and was able to pioneer her way into a successful life. Certainly successful on the business front, but successful well beyond that as well. And I think very willing to lend a hand to others to help them forge their own path as well, which is probably, at least to me, her greatest legacy.
All right, let's move on to some other things. Center Daily Times story, and there may be some other versions out there. This court case involving high school students that attend parochial schools that want to take part, especially in athletic opportunities, but their parochial school doesn't have that. And up until recently, whatever their local public school was, I guess, could refuse them. Like, okay, you don't go to our school, so no, you can't play on the volleyball team or something like that. Well, this was a local case brought together by some local families, started here in State College, They reached an agreement with State College School District saying, okay, all right, if you go to X Christian school and they don't have a, I don't know, basketball team or something, yes, you would be allowed to, I guess, at least try out for our public basketball, public school basketball team. Well, now apparently, I mean, a lot of folks were pointing at the PIAA like, well, the PIAA doesn't allow that. All right, they would point to Harrisburg. Apparently, there is now a new agreement between these folks and the PIAA where now essentially this idea or this decision is going to go statewide. And so the idea is no matter where you are in Pennsylvania, if you have a kid who goes to a parochial school and the school may be small, doesn't have an opportunity for this or an opportunity for that, meanwhile, your local public school does have those opportunities, then these kids are supposed to now be allowed to take part in the public school activity. They're still going to the parochial school, but they're allowed to take part in the public school activity. PIAA for a while just like, no, we're not really doing any, we're not doing anything there, or no, we're not in the wrong. Well, they've come to an agreement. I think the PIAA is still saying we're not wrong, but they've still come to an agreement like, okay, all right, parochial school kids, if their school doesn't have something like a basketball team, okay, you will be allowed to, try out or take part in the public school's offering. So I can't say I'm surprised by that after seeing the local agreement with State College School District. I kind of figured that's the next logical step is to go forward, and that's pretty much what happened. So there's a Center Daily Times story on that this morning if you want to get some more details on what's going on there. Okay, Sunday night, I did not watch the Emmys. I watched football. All right, the Emmys do not interest me. Same thing with the Oscars and the Grammys and some of these other bigwig shows and so on. And, of course, this made this made news because, of course, you have to have somebody who wins an award and they go up on stage and they've got the mic and they have to make some kind of political statement. Folks, I'm old enough to remember the old days when an actor or an actress would win an award, they'd go up, they'd be really happy, they'd be thanking their coworkers and the director and the producer and, all that sort of stuff. In other words, they would be grateful to win the award, they'd be thanking a lot of people, thank you very much, and then they'd leave the stage and the music would play and all that sort of thing. I'm not sure when this got started that actors almost feel compelled to go up and make some type of a political statement when they win an award. They win an Oscar or they win an Emmy or something like that. This happened again on Sunday night. I've never seen this show. It's a show called Hacks. All right. And Hannah Einbinder won the Best Supporting Actress role for her work in the show Hacks. Okay, great. That's wonderful. And she goes up on stage, and she accepts her award. And, these shows, it's like, okay, I don't know if you get 30 seconds at the mic or whatever it is. But she goes up there, and she starts with her thank yous. I'm not sure if she's from Philadelphia, but apparently she's a Philadelphia Eagles fan. So at the end of her piece, she has to say, "Go Birds!" That's the Eagles. "Go Birds! F ICE," except she didn't say F, "Free Palestine. Thank you very much." And she leaves the stage. Now, I think, from what I understand, she did get bleeped, all right, on the F word. Then afterwards, she's like, "Why did you do that?" And she makes a statement and says, "Well, I'm Jewish, but I don't agree with Israel on this." Apparently, Hamas came out and I guess praised her afterwards for what she said. Hamas praised her. I'm not sure if that's something you want to brag about or not, but there it was. But what was interesting, and I saw this on social media, and yes, it's funny. It really is funny. This young woman, she's wearing, obviously, a nice dress. She's got bare shoulders, except for one little strip of her dress. And in the Hamas piece where they praise her, they have a picture of her, you know, she's talking to the media or something like that. Her entire upper part of her body from her waist up is obscured and blurred out while Hamas praises her for what she said on stage. I mean, it's hilarious. It really is. And I don't know if this young woman, Hannah, is now very proud. I assume she is very proud of what she said Sunday night, even though Hamas, the people who have killed a lot of people, a lot of Jewish people, are still holding hostages, people praised her while blurring out the entire top half of her outfit. It's just, do these people think when they get on stage? They must think at least a little. And again, what is the deal with the F word? Why do some people think, oh, it's really cool and hip? Do they not understand that the rest of us think they're insane? Or not insane. That's not the right word. That they're just out of touch. Now, that's one man's opinion, all right? One man's opinion. But just like, what the... Sweetheart, what were you thinking when you did that? Anyway... That's why I don't watch those shows anymore. Now, allegedly, the ratings went up a little bit compared to last year. All right, woohoo, yay. But sorry, not my speed. Actually, last week, Mr. Ironhead, I mentioned I had a quote about experts, and then we never got around to it. All right, because you went on a bit of a woohoo last week at one point about experts.
Huh.
This is a quote from Simon Sinek.
Doesn't sound like me.
Oh, please, yeah. Here's a quote from Simon Sinek. Now, I've read his stuff before. He's a really smart guy. He's a wise guy. He writes a lot of stuff maybe about business and so on, and he has a blog, which is very popular. I mean, he just has some foresight. He has some real insights, I should say, into business and, you know, the proper way to do things.
Yeah.
This is his quote that I saw on a social media post. So I don't think this is a new quote. I think it has a little age on it. But his, Simon's quote is, "The experts are the ones who think they know everything. Geniuses are the ones who know they don't." I like that.
I like that, too.
I like that. We need more geniuses, not necessarily more experts. If I ever see or hear somebody who refers to themselves as an expert, I immediately, okay, pal, all right, what are you going to throw at me? All right? We need geniuses. A genius realizes, okay, you know what? I don't have all the answers. The answers I don't have, I'm going to see if I can go find. That's a genius, okay? And so I just thought, I saw that quote and thought of you. There you go, all right?
Yep.
There you go. All right, for my fellow Apple users out there, right? Steve Jobs, he was a genius. I think he realized sometimes, okay, this isn't working. We got to try something different. Back in the day when Apple was just starting to head to the stratosphere with all their cool gadgets and gizmos and stuff,
mm-hmm.
Jobs was a guy who realized, okay, this isn't working right. We need to come up with a better plan or a better tool or a better something. All right. So Apple, of course, last week had their announcement about their new gadgets and gizmos, which they do every September. I noticed that the new, for fellow Apple users out there, I've got my iPhone right here in my hand, the new Apple operating system is now ready for, I guess, downloading and using and stuff like that. It's interesting. Now, again, you got to kind of rename things, I guess, a little bit. The old iOS, which is what I still have on my device, is 18. The new iOS will immediately jump to 26.
Workout.
It's going from 18 to 26. You're thinking, wait a minute, what happened to 19, 20, 21, 22? Well, they're renaming it due to years. All right. It used to be, I guess, iOS 18 started 18 years ago. And so they started with 1, 2, 3. Now somebody's decided, you know what? Let's tie these in with the year of the update. So this new one is called iOS 26. So if you have an Apple device, maybe you haven't checked your software update lately, There it is. It's sitting there. I'll probably do this later today. It's sitting down there waiting to use. Now, I tell you what, there's one new item, and it's not the first. That's the interesting thing about Apple. They're rarely the first to come out with something. Somebody else comes out with something first. All right. We had smartphones before the iPhone showed up. But then the iPhone comes on the scene and boom, changes everything. Same thing with an iPad. There were tablets before the iPad came out. iPad comes out, boom, there it is. They have these new, what's it called, AirPod headphones that will be able to live translate conversations. Now, I saw that and like, whoa, this is an AI-powered headphone. And so what happens is if you're talking to somebody apparently who's speaking another language and you're wearing these, you know, headphones, earphones, whatever, it will hear what the person is saying, but in your ear, it will apparently instantly translate this into English if you speak English. And I'm thinking, whoa, Star Trek fan here. This is the universal translator. Whoa, where was this on my trip to Italy 3 years ago? Oh, man, I could have used these.
Uh-huh.
Like, whoa. Now, there are other versions of this from other companies. And
I could have used it when we traveled to California about 10 years ago, too. Dude, like, totally, what are you doing? I'm like,
what are you guys saying? Okay, that's actually English.
What?
That's English.
No, those dudes were not speaking English. That couldn't have been English.
Totally.
No, that's actually English.
I'll be darned.
Anyway, I mean, there are other versions of this, but Apple, whenever Apple shows up with something, boom, it always seems to kind of change the landscape. I don't have a price for these things. I'm assuming they're very pricey. All right, you're going to be chunking out some change, but I want to check this out. I'd like to try it sometime. You know, somebody who's, I don't speak Spanish, all right, go speak, you know, talking to a Spanish, excuse me, Spanish speaker, and apparently it either in both ears or one ear, I'm going to hear it in English.
For those of you that do speak Spanish out there, let me just say hola this morning.
Oh, that's good. Mr. Taco.
Just trying to be inclusive.
Yeah, Mr. Taco there.
Yep.
Now, apparently, what this thing will not do is, if I'm speaking to, I don't know, pick a language, French.
Thank you. Do I know my languages, ladies and gentlemen?
How about Russian?
Yet.
Oh, he got one. Okay. That's the only one he's got. All right. I can hear the other person in English, but if I speak, it would be interesting if it would translate that into the other person's language. This cannot do that. But someday, I bet it will.
Someday,
I bet it will. Maybe someday soon. AI powered. Hey, AI is pretty cool stuff. And it does it like instantaneously. Like, wow, that's neat. So be on the lookout for that. I'd love to try those out sometime. That's cool. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Lots of sportsy stuff, results and so on. We're going to talk trash with our friend Amy Scherr from Center County Refuse and Recycling. And then later on, yeah, we'll pick on some heavy subjects as we always like to do and take your calls as well. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We will come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60. Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games. Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home, decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House, a delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College, so if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of 5 themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Some open phone time coming up a bit later in the morning. And, yeah, we'll talk some trash. Trash talk.
Trash talk.
On Let's Talk. All right, let's take a check of the sports scene. No line on the Penn State Idol game this week. Idol just seems to be folks seem to be taking Idol for granted. Now, to be honest, I don't know a whole lot about them myself. It seems like they have not shown up well in previous games these first couple of weeks. But Penn State will face Idol this week. And then, a big one, the following week, the Ducks come a-calling.
Here we go.
Oregon, Penn State, Whiteout Magic. September 27th, 7:30 kickoff at Beaver Stadium.
be there or, you know, watch it on TV. But be there.
That's good.
That would be cool.
Okay.
It'll be fun. Penn State senior Levi Haynes will be bringing home a silver medal from Croatia. Haynes lost a 3-2 decision in the 79-kilogram finals to Greece's Yorios Koyomitsidis.
If you say so.
I practiced that.
If you say so.
That's who he lost to. In the World Freestyle Wrestling Championship finals yesterday. It was a terrific match. Both battled. Haynes gave up a counter takedown and a push out before getting a takedown of his own in the waning seconds. But again, he loses at 3-2. So Levi Haynes takes silver in his first world championship experience. The story of the day yesterday, though, was Lewistown native and North Carolina State grad Trent Hidley, who won gold for the United States at 92 kilos. Hidley rallied from an 8-point deficit. He was down 10-2,
wow,
and he stormed back in the second period, Hidley winning 13-10 in the gold medal match. He defeated his Russian opponent. I'm not even trying the pronunciation on that one. With the furious comeback, congratulations to Trent Hidley. That is a well-earned. Well, I mean, you don't win a gold medal without it being well-earned. But that dude has put in the time, has stayed with it, has believed in himself. And I'm telling you, that second period yesterday was one for the ages. If you get a chance, go check it out on Flow Wrestling. That second period was spectacular. Penn State alum Roman Bravo Young, wrestling for Mexico, lost his bronze medal match to his Armenian opponent. I'm not trying that one either.
Yeah.
7-4 was the final. Really good match there. Bravo Young was about literally 1 second away from getting the win. He got his opponent's knees touched right after the time expired in the second period. If it had been, again, 3 minutes and 1 second, Roman Bravo Young probably has a bronze medal today. Not probably. He does. He has a bronze medal today. But, you know, it's been pretty consistent. They do it right at 3 minutes. That's kind of the rules.
Okay.
But a terrific effort by Roman Bravo Young coming up just shy. Also in the bronze medal match at 74 kilos, Zarbek Sitikov of Russia got a push out with 5 seconds left to defeat David Carr of the United States on criteria 2-2. The Nittany Lion Wrestling Club's Kyle Snyder will be wrestling for gold today at 97 kilos. That match will be a little after noon today. Snyder goes 3-0 yesterday, outscoring his three opponents by a combined 24-1. Snyder will wrestle Iran's Amirali Hamid Azarpiro for the championship.
Well done.
This afternoon.
Okay.
You know, I practiced a couple of them. Best of luck to Kyle Snyder. The United States is battling Japan for second in the team race. Iran has clinched the world championship in the team standings. For the U.S., Jax Forrest, I guess there's a protest being filed, but Jax Forrest and David Carr both took fifth for the United States, Levi Haynes taking silver, both Trent Hidley and Zahid Valencia winning gold, Spencer Duke, Penn State freshman PJ Duke, and Wyatt Hendrickson did not place. Real Woods still alive for bronze. He will face Canada's Piman Biabani for the bronze medal this afternoon. And then again, Kyle Snyder will go for the gold in his match this afternoon as well. State College girls volleyball team sweeping Williamsport last night on the road, 25-15, 25-20, and 25-21. Just the second loss of the season for Williamsport, while the Little Lions improved to 5-0. Long rest for State High. They will not be back in action until, tonight.
That's not a long run.
At Chambersburg. Back-to-back road matches, consecutive days for the Little Lions. Sadie Coker scored her first goal of the season on an assist from Reagan Dare, but not enough as the State College field hockey team lost to a strong Mechanicsburg squad yesterday 5-1. Cora Beerley had three saves and Charlie Goodstein had six in goal for State High. Liberty Olivetti had the hat trick for Mechanicsburg. State College now 2-6 on the season. And the Pittsburgh Pirates. Oh. Yeah, well, let's hold off on that.
I'm sorry.
We don't need to. We don't need to go there. Let's get to some Penn State news. We'll do these Penn State stories first. There's no reason to rush into the sadness of the day.
No.
Class of 2026, three-star recruit, small forward, Dionysus? Is it Dionysus?
That sounds like it. I'm not looking yet.
We'll go with Dionysus. Bakari?
That's an ancient Greek name.
Yeah. Bakari?
If you say so.
All right. He has decommitted from the Nittany Lion basketball team. Several outlets now reporting this. Bakari had committed to Penn State on July 7th. He's a 6'5" prospect at forward, and although he has not formally announced where he is going to go, reportedly he is very close to making a decision. He does have offers from USC, Illinois, and California. The Canadian forward had chosen Penn State over several Power 6 programs. Penn State's 2026 recruiting class now just has Jameson White, so Penn State has some scholarships to give for next year's class. Penn State women's volleyball falling one spot to number 13 in the coaches' poll this week. The Nittany Lions sweeping Bucknell last week. The Nittany Lions also joined by Big Ten members Nebraska at number 1, Wisconsin at number 7, Purdue 11th, Minnesota 12th, and USC 19th in this week's rankings. The Penn State women's hockey team has its highest ever preseason coaches ranking. The Nittany Lions coming off an AHA championship last season. And Penn State is the only AHA team in the rankings. They check in at number 8 in the preseason coaches poll. Penn State will face multiple ranked opponents. In 9th-ranked St. Lawrence, 15th-ranked Northeastern, 4th-ranked Cornell, and 2nd-ranked Ohio State during the course of the upcoming season. Also, pretty neat announcement yesterday from Penn State softball. The Penn State softball team will be competing at the 2025 Little League Girls with Game Experience on October 4th, along with Army West Point, the University of Maryland, and the University of Virginia. The Little League Baseball World Series hosts the event for the 4th straight year in, well, this says Williamsport. It's in South Williamsport. Penn State will take on the University of Virginia at about 4:30 p.m., followed by the game between Army West Point and the University of Maryland, or following that game. That game will get underway at 2. The Maryland-Army West Point game at 2, Penn State-Virginia at about 4:30. Again, this will be on October 4th. Pretty cool opportunity. Prior to that doubleheader, the Little League Baseball World Series will be hosting a softball clinic for players aged 9 to 12. After the events, participants of the clinic will also have the opportunity to watch the collegiate games and have an exclusive autograph session with the players. The doubleheader is open to the public and is free of charge. The World of Little League Museum will also be open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and the flagship store will be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. On that day for visitors. Again, that is October 4th. Very cool opportunity. The Pittsburgh Pirates.
Okay, let's go.
They were shut out. Do we have anything else to report on from
Phillies?
Well, we've got Phillies. We've got... could we recap the weekend one more time in local sports? You know, the State High football team looked good.
Come on, just
Penn
just,
State soccer.
Just do it. Pirates.
All right. They lost 4-0. They are, it is a late season swoon. 9 of 10 now that they have lost. Yesterday's hurts a little more because it was Roberto Clemente Day, in Major League Baseball. Did not do a lot to honor the number 21 with the on-the-field performance. They did a lot in the stadium. Pirates could not generate any offense in honor of the legendary player and humanitarian. And Jameson Taillon allowed just 2 hits in 6 innings to get the win for the Cubs against his former team. I remember those days. The Pirates will again host the Cubs tonight at 6:40. Airtime will be at 6:15 right here on Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. The Philadelphia Phillies have clinched the National League East for a second straight season. It is the organization's 13th division title, Philadelphia clinching it with a hard-fought 6-5 win over the Dodgers in Los Angeles late last night. In fact, the game ended early this morning, Eastern time. Kyler Schwarber, Bryce Harper, and Weston Wilson all homered for Philadelphia. Phillies had a 4-hour flight delay to get out to L.A., but apparently did not let that affect them. They did not get into L.A. until 3:30, but they go out and put on quite a performance. They pull out the victory. That series will continue tonight with first pitch at 10:10. Coming up Sunday, the Steelers, 1-1 on the season, will visit the Patriots, also 1-1. Feels like a pretty pivotal game for Pittsburgh right now. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff. 1-1 versus 1-1 at 1. On
got a theme here.
The day.
Okay.
The Eagles are 2-0. They will be home against the 2-0 Rams. That game will also kick off at 1 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. And that, boys and girls, is a little something we like to call sports.
All right, quite a bit there. All right, before we take a break, big women's volleyball match, Penn State Pitt. That's all you got to say.
Let's do it.
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
Tomorrow, Penn State Pitt, tomorrow night. Penn State kind of on the rebound. Let's see if they can start putting things back together against those nasty Panthers. There we go. You mentioned Penn State women's hockey. Their season opens next Friday evening.
It does indeed.
I've got that on my schedule. I really want to see if I can go to that game. It's a Friday night, but my favorite high school team is on the road. So, in other words, I don't have to announce it. So, you mentioned women's softball. There's no football game, of course, Penn State football game on Saturday. Well, they're playing Idol or whoever, Billy Idol. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, there you go. Play Billy Idol.
That'd be quite the, I'd like to have Billy Idol play Beaver Stadium. I'd be okay with that.
Oh, that would be unique, wouldn't it?
By the way, Pitt up 2 spots in the coaches' rankings this week.
There you go.
To number 5 for that volleyball match.
There is women's softball on Saturday at the Penn State Stadium. They've got, I'm not sure if they're in all 3 games, but yours truly has been asked to announce 3 games on Saturday.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That'll be a lot of fun, so that'll be cool. All right, the football poll. Oh, you got to love this. And, again, you got all these voters, and they make their choices, and somebody out there turns it into a graphic, like on social media and so on. So, sure enough, there it was yesterday. I'm like, okay, let's look this over. Penn State is number 2 on the poll, but not with everybody. All right. Interesting. There is one voter from Cleveland, of all places, has Penn State 9th. 9th. This person's from Cleveland, like Big Ten country. I'm thinking, okay, somebody.
Tennessee isn't Big Ten country, really. That's more of a SEC, unless you're talking about Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Tennessee. Oh, you're talking about Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Cleveland, Tennessee. All right.
This person has them ninth. Like, okay. Four voters have Penn State eighth. Four voters have them seventh. Five voters have them sixth. So in other words, a whole bunch of folks have Penn State outside the top five. Now, turn it around, there are five voters that have Penn State first, number one. And it's interesting, they have, in this graphic at least, they have all the voters listed, and I guess whatever their local college affiliation is, like near them or something like that, there's only one with a Penn State affiliation. That's Johnny McGonigal, who works for Penn Live. He doesn't have Penn State first. He has Penn State second. All right? So, in other words, Johnny's not a homer. Ohio State, he has first. But that's I just find that interesting. And then, finally, who's in the Tuesday night football game tonight? Tuesday night football. Who's in the Tuesday night football game?
Are you talking about college?
I'm talking about anything.
I don't think there is an NFL game tonight.
Well, no, not NFL. I'm just anything.
Yeah.
Is there a Tuesday night football game tonight?
Not that I'm aware of. What do you have?
I don't have. That's just it.
Oh.
I was thinking about this the other day. I mean, I think if football, and I'm talking about football like college pro, not high school. Probably not high school. No. College pro. If they could, they would have football games 7 days a week. All right, some TV network out there has money to spend, and so maybe they go to I'm going to call it a minor conference. I shouldn't say that, but you get the idea. And they throw money at these schools. Hey, why don't you play on Tuesday? Or, hey, why don't you play on Wednesday? And I didn't take the time to look it up. Is there any, and it wouldn't be pro, is there any college football out there played on a Tuesday or a Wednesday night? You got a blank look. You don't think so?
Not Division One. I mean, I doubt they would do it at the other levels.
Really?
Because I think they want.
Even if I had TV money to hand you.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You'd have to have obviously an off week that previous Saturday. You can't play Saturday and Tuesday.
I don't know.
So
if I have TV money to hand you,
at the very least, it would have to be Thursday the previous week.
All right, so you got Thursday. I mean, we already have Thursday, right? We got pros Thursday.
No, I'm saying you couldn't play a game on a Tuesday unless you either had an off week or were the Thursday night game that previous week. Even that, I'm just trying to think that through. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 5 days.
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Thursday night football, most of us, frankly, don't like that. A lot of teams, like athletes, don't like Thursday night football because you play on Sunday, then you play on Thursday. Nobody likes that. But, hey, it's TV, it's NFL, it's money. Boom. Thursday, Friday. All right. We don't like college football on Fridays. But there it is. It's pretty much every Friday now. All right, not just for high school ball anymore. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I'm just wondering if some smart person's going to come up with Tuesday night football or Wednesday night football.
I think the Iowa-Rutgers game, I think, is Friday night this week in the Big Ten. And that's at Rutgers. Could be worth keeping an eye on.
Interesting. All right. All right, let's take a break here. We're going to come back. We'll have some open line time later on. More of the Charlie Kirk stuff and all sorts of crazy things happening right now. We'll take some of your calls. And, yes, we're planning to talk some trash. Get ready. All right? F-words not accepted. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We will come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand Multi-Force stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Now a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, but they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, printing and more printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your groups and events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you, and I'm going to drop some F-bombs. Fabulous, fantastic, featured on our show, Amy Scherf from The Dump, also known as the Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Boy, we're even trash talking during a break.
I know. That's all we do is try. My life is trash talking. So fun.
Find something you're good at. You just got to roll with
that's
it.
Right.
I mean, let's.
When you work at the dump,
yeah,
for what seems like forever, you talk about trash all the time.
You should make shirts out of that. I mean, you're wearing a
trash talk.
Official shirt right now, but. You should make a trash-talking shirt.
Idea. Look at all the good ideas already. It's like 9 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Well, it's not even 9 a.m. yet, so.
It's not even 9 a.m.
Trash Talk, sponsored by Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Your home of Trash Talk. I mean, we could have
a lot of fun
here.
With this.
Yes,
so. Anyway, whatever it is you were talking about during the break, I'm like, okay,
Ooh.
Whatever that
Ooh.
Was. Hey, Amy, how
Hi.
Are you? How's trash these days?
I mean, it's going pretty good.
There's been a lot of events.
We have so many events going on, I can't even keep them straight.
I have no doubt about that.
Well, I was going to ask about some of those.
Yeah, good. I have a lot.
I know. I'm planning to be... This is Saturday, right?
Finally! The shredding event!
Yes.
Every time I see you, we talk about the shredding event.
Well, because I have old paperwork in my basement that's taken up space.
He has been counting down.
Yes.
We come in every morning. It's like another day closer.
Yes. No. To a bye week, right? So we decided, let's pick the bye week. So, you know, you have time this Saturday.
Abounds, yes.
Okay.
Get all your paper that you want shredded. And, yeah, we have a free shredding event this Saturday, September 20th. At the Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority, which is in between the mall and the prison, in case you don't know about it. And Representative Takak's office, they sponsor like one or two a year, and so does Representative Benninghoff. So they like to partner with us for shredding events and bring your paper. But also, I have many animals. I'm like an animal saver, and they're partnering with PAWS to collect donations as well. So bring your paper. It's free, so bring something for the animals, too.
Now, bring your paper, Amy, means what? I mean, paper, like any kind of paper, certain kind of paper, or what?
Any kind of paper. They don't want things like credit cards. Just don't want plastic. So paper, anything that will go through a paper shredder and be shredded, and then we recycle it. I believe if, you know, you don't want to put it in a box that you want back, because they'll just come in, grab your box with all your paper in it, and they're not going to be like, oh, here's your box back. So put it in a cardboard box or something you don't want back, and then your paper will be shredded and any old documents that you don't want people to see.
Now, with this one, this is not a sign-up, or this is a sign-up?
I don't think so. I mean, it does say maybe on the thing to... I don't even think it says to call.
Just come.
It's like 9 to 12 on Saturday. Yeah.
I didn't see anything about a sign up, so no, I'm planning to just show up.
Show up. I think we usually get, you know, a couple hundred people, maybe even more than that, coming through, and super quick process. Drop off your paper. Representative Takak and his office is there, so you could say hi if you want to, and just a nice Saturday thing to do.
And there's no limit.
No.
All right. I probably have enough stuff still in my basement to fill up the back of my car.
Bring it all.
They will come to the car. You open the door. They will take it out for you. You don't even have to get out of your car.
I'm running a tractor trailer. I have 22 tons of paper.
Let's go. Bring our tonnage up.
I have
come
a couple of
that's legal? He could do that?
I don't know. I might be pushing it.
I just look the other way.
We'll deal with that if such a situation arises.
Okay. All right. Tractor trailer. You must have a fun basement.
Oh,
that's fun. What else?
You don't want to know about the fun.
No, I don't. I really don't. Folks, we're going right down the drain here. Holy moly.
That's what happens when I come in. I bring everyone down.
Our basement is better than yours. I'll tell you that, Gacy.
Well, that's probably true. My basement is terrible.
Talk.
That's terrible. What else is new in the world of trash, Amy?
If you've ever been to a business after hours event, they're pretty cool. We're hosting one.
Oh.
Thursday, October 9th at same place where we're taking the paper at the Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority. We will have some really good like appetizer food, drinks. So, and we're partnering with Invinity. They're like a local green company in town, and they're going to sponsor the open bar. So I think business after hours, people like to go, mingle, have a couple drinks, have some food. It's like $5 if you're a CBICC member. It's the best deal in town. So come to the dump. Come check us out October 9th. We're mostly featuring. We just put in 1,600 solar panels. So we're going to feature like a little solar panel.
Well, you know that I'm going to be there.
Oh, you
open
better.
Bar.
I mean,
I'm in.
Should I even say that on air? Like,
let's
open bar?
You can be our representative. All right.
Yeah.
There we go.
Come on, five to seven.
I do want to clarify, because there was a lot of discussion that the appetizers are probably like the George Costanza. Well, it was on top of the can. You just went around and collected dip. That is not the case.
Do not double dip at my event.
No way.
Don't you dare.
That is not permitted. But also these appetizers have never been in the trash previous.
No.
But I just want to be perfectly clear.
Yeah, Amy, where exactly is this taking place?
You've got to avoid, they're going to do it right where they collect the trash.
Right on the transfer station floor. We're going to go right in there and we're going to just dig our feet in.
The fun is going to be trying to avoid the couches as they're getting tossed off the back of the pickup trucks. It's going to be quite the event, Geezy.
I'm going to ask the question again. Where exactly are you doing this?
We're actually doing this event. I'm so glad you asked that because this might be the first time I've said it out loud. In our new Ted Onufrak Environmental Center that was actually named after our, we had our executive director for 35 years and he just retired. So we have a new boss after 30, and our new boss is great. Great. So, hey, you can meet him at our after hours. And, so it's going to be in that. And we think we're going to have to open the doors and kind of spread it out because I want there to be a lot of people. So I hope that our environmental center is full and we have to spread out across the whole facility.
I am looking forward to being in the Ted Onufrak Environmental Center.
Yeah.
Now, what was the name of the fellow that it's named after? Have we ever figured that out?
That'd be Ted, actually.
Oh, Onufrak? Yeah. Hey, I know him.
Okay. Hey, he's a pretty cool guy.
He is a very cool guy.
Now, what's that solar panel thing you mentioned?
We just put, Invinity just installed 1,600 solar panels for us on our three rooftops, and we have this app that tracks all the energy that it's saving, and it's a pretty cool thing.
When did this start?
I think we just finished putting them on a couple months ago, so it's maybe been like a year process.
Okay.
And it's finally done. And we have these really cool artists from Penn State. They're from the Huck. I don't know. Don't ask me to like name places at Penn State, but they're super awesome. And they are putting together this digital display that when you come to the after hours event, you can click on these things on this TV and it's going to like show you all this cool stuff about solar.
That is cool.
Huck Institute. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They're so awesome. So they'll be there, too. You can meet them.
Very
When
cool.
you come, you can have an appetizer with them.
I would be delighted. And if they're of age, big if.
Oh, they are.
I'm willing to.
They are.
I'm willing to buy them a drink.
Oh, that would be. They would love that.
Wow.
Come over here.
Give them anything they want, bartender.
This is the opposite of trash talking. Okay. Wow.
Now, come to our event.
1,600 panels sounds like a lot of panels. Is this fully powering the whole show?
It's actually powering. This is crazy. We're like the first in the country where our solar panels are powering our renewable natural gas station that's at the bottom of Transfer Road. So our panels are powering our gas station. And then I think I'm not that good with the solar, but I'm pretty sure the extra energy is going into the grid, and then it's saving us money on our electric bill. And I think it pays for itself in 7 years.
Okay, well,
that's
a pretty good return.
Yeah, right? it's good. It's going to be good. We went out, and we just were like, let's do it. Our mission is,
And it's up on the roofs.
It is. So you can't see them, but we got this huge aerial photo that Invinity took. Printed out that's going to be hanging in the business after hours, TOEE, we call it, Ted Onufrak Environmental Center. So you'll be able to see the aerial view of the solar panels. It's pretty cool.
All right. Well, neat. I'll look forward to seeing that when I come visit you on Saturday morning.
Yay.
You'll be there Saturday?
I'm actually hosting a softball tournament at Oak Hall Saturday.
Oh, all right.
I heard you talking about softball earlier. That's like my thing. So yeah, I'm hosting softball tournament.
Take
the bye week. So I won't be at the shredding event.
That's
and
fine.
The photo will not yet be there either. I just ordered it yesterday, so it will not be there until end of September, like hanging up.
Well, for the event.
For the event. That's what I wanted. TOEE, baby. TOEE. That's what we call it at work, you know.
I just call it the OB, the open bar. That was just
Listen,
me.
Why am I not surprised?
I'm like, people, open bar, come to our after hours. Like, but that's a good way to sell it, you know? Like, why not?
All right.
If it's going to be there.
There we go.
Largest CBICC turnout
ever. Ever.
Heard on the radio there's an open bar here. Let me hit.
Invinity, stock that bar.
And if anybody gets out of hand, you know where to toss them.
Oh, I know. Oh, 10 feet away. Yeah, 10 feet away.
Is right over there.
Very convenient.
For goodness sakes. Let's quickly take a break. Let's do that.
All right.
When we come back, Amy, I want to ask, there have been a ton of stories lately about plastic.
Oh, yeah.
And I know we've had you on before, and we've talked about, you know, recycling plastic. Some people think it's a waste of time, blah, blah, blah. A lot of stories about plastics. And I've got a note here. I want to ask you about the future of trash.
We're
going to go deep.
Let's go.
All right. We're going to have some deep stuff
here. The future of trash.
The future of trash.
All right. Love it. All right. I love it.
But first, let's
talk about a hook.
All right. Again, we're talking.
Oh, everybody's leaving now.
We're talking trash.
Well, I was going to check around and see what else was around on the radio dial, but they're talking the future of trash.
The future of trash.
I got to call my friends, make sure everybody's tuned in for this next segment. You got to stay tuned, folks.
Man, what is in your...
You do have a couple of minutes to call your family, friends, get them on the internet, worldwide, the future of trash.
What is in your medicated drink today?
And it rolls your way next on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Fox Sports.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60. Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games. Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Fox College.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and hey, look, it's Amy Scherf.
Hi.
All right. We have our biggest audience, our understanding is ever, we are about triple our previous high as all of you out there, the streaming numbers now in the thousands all across the planet tuned in. I think all of the politicians now are locked in. We appreciate you folks spreading the word. We can hear the phone chatter even from our studio. Helen, you got to get on the phone. They're not just talking trash. It's the future of trash. This geezy guy's cutting edge. And so everybody
I have a legitimate question.
Yes, let's go. But, future of trash.
But first.
Oh, keeping them hanging.
We're going to make you wait.
Seat. All right.
Okay.
That's how they do it to get more audience. They
that
make you
exactly,
wait.
No, it's
he's
a
milking it for all it's
oh,
got.
He is.
All right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
All right. Beaver Stadium, recycling. We've had you on before, you know, the blue bags, all this sort of stuff. You guys aren't doing that
We're
this
not.
Year. What,
so,
what's going on?
For the past 10 years, I think I was on the radio talking about the blue bags, trying to clean them up. This year, I don't have to go on the radio and talk about it because Penn State just has decided to take their blue bags to another facility for recycling, so they do not come to the Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority anymore.
Where's it going?
Going to a place in Altoona that I know of. See, yeah. I'm like, since I'm not a part of it, I'm just, but
okay.
It is. It is going to, here. It's going to, yeah, no, it is, they are taking the blue bags to a recycling facility in Altoona.
All right. I mean, was that a big money maker for you guys or
no,
it wasn't.
No. And I will speak from myself as education coordinator.
A convenient thing for everybody involved.
Oh, I mean, you know, we just loved ripping open bags and sorting through. No, I mean, on a Monday morning, 6 a.m. So, I mean, I wasn't sad about it. That's just me. That's my own personal opinion. I was not sad that we didn't have to sort blue bags anymore.
I mean, we're talking about a lot of trash after a Penn State football game.
Literally tons.
Literally tons of. I mean, Jeff sorted these.
Oh yes.
10 years ago, and I'm sure it's still in your brain.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah. I mean, he came in. It was a big thing, but now, I mean, I don't have to because they're not coming to us anymore. But we are still getting, you know, we're still getting the trash, and honestly, we're still getting the recycling from inside the stadium. I actually have a group that goes in after, like on Sunday mornings, and we go in and we put all the recycling in one bag and all the trash in the other from inside the stadium, and we're still getting that, which is great because that's really, really, really good clean material. So we love to get that.
That is good.
We're still getting that. So that's good.
So this is the people that march through the stadium and people leave their soda bottle on the floor or the ground or some of that stuff.
And my daughter's travel softball team goes in, well, along with many other groups on Sunday morning. It's a good fundraiser for us because we go in and help and we recycle everything that was in the stadium that people left.
Okay.
It's a lot. I mean, obviously, 100,000 people, there's going to be a lot of recycling and stuff left behind. So it's good that we capture that.
Okay.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of stories about plastics lately, microplastics lately. Now, let's do, a primer of sorts, all right? You guys get plastic bottles because if you're in certain areas, you get a bin, and you're supposed to put your stuff in the bin. I live in a rural area, Amy. I've got my own bins, and so I kind of do it on my own because I just think it's the right thing to do. So the plastic bottles and stuff, and comes to you guys. What happens to it then? What, do you melt it? Do you smash it? I mean, what happens to that stuff?
So I always say we're like the middleman, right? So you guys recycle. We get it. We sort it. So we sort by, it's like three or four different kinds of plastics. Like number one, if it's plastic bottles, and then number two, dark white, number two, light. It's like all these different kind of plastics that we sort into, and then we bale them. So we'll get, you know, 1,000-pound bales of sorted plastic. Hmm. Then we sell those to a company that then does recycle them. So we don't do the actual recycling at our facility. We just process it, sort it into the different categories that our market wants. So, you know, the number one plastic bottles, your water bottles, could get made into clothing. And the number two, I call them the natural, it's like milk jugs, can get made into, it could be picnic tables, park benches, speed bumps, other milk jugs. So all the plastic that we get that our markets will buy is turned into something else. And people ask all the time, are we really recycling it or are we throwing it away? And I promise you can come in for a tour. I've given over 700 tours of our facility and I will show you sorting by hand, bailing, sending out to market, and we recycle everything we get that we accept.
Yeah.
It's not going in the trash.
Okay.
We're saving that.
So it's not going to the actual dump.
It is not. It's going to in a lot of recycling centers in Pennsylvania. So we are helping to keep jobs in Pennsylvania. So by people recycling, they're employing 75 at the recycling authority at the dump, 75, and all around the state.
Okay.
Anytime there is a change, it's an adjustment. People
yes.
are not happy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm right there with them. Change. I will say, for those that I think State College and I'm not even sure where all, but Bergmeyer's and everything.
Oh, yeah, the trash change. Oh, that was, that
yes.
was a change.
Rough, I think, for a lot of people. It's like, again, we don't like change. And I'm right there with you. From my perspective, I'm just getting curious. It seems like, okay, well, man, I don't want change. I don't like it. Like everything, yep, cost going up. But it seems like everything we put it out. Are you still getting feedback? And I do have a follow-up question on the garbage cans that people used to have. I know the. If they still have them, I know what can or should they do with them. I know I believe the deadline is passed on. All right, you can just drop them off. But
honestly,
let me know where we're at.
The
with
deadline
them.
Has passed. It's so crazy. So people, once they got their new trash can, they're like, I need to get rid of my old trash can.
Yes.
And I was thinking, you can use that for storage. You can use it for something. That's but no, a lot of people, they're like, we just don't have room at our house. And I get it. So instead of throwing it out, we do take them at the transfer station. And we're actually recycling old trash cans. We have bales of them.
I was going to ask you, because we did.
Did you bring yours?
Yes. I would have liked to have just. Well, that's another story.
Yeah,
no need
right?
to get into that. We got
you
rid
recycled
of
it.
And I was a derelict because I called up and very nicely they're like, yep, just leave it out on Monday morning and we'll pick it up. And then come Monday evening, I'm like, oh, you know what? I forgot to do this morning. So I just ran it down later in the week and everybody was very kind about it. They still can't do that. And I was wondering are there people that need garbage cans?
Crazy.
Or I was wondering what happened to them.
We've gotten thousands of trash cans.
I am not surprised.
But we are. So, like, if they have wheels, we're taking the wheels off. And
okay.
then we're recycling all that plastic. So that's cool. At least
that
if
is.
You didn't want your trash can, it's not going in the transfer station. It's going to be recycled into something else. So
cool.
That was a good thing. And when the contract of the trash changeover first started... And we're the billing entity, so we're not collecting it.
Yep.
We're just a billing entity. 10,000 calls in a matter of 3 or 4 months.
Seriously?
Because
oh,
you know it's wow. a huge change.
It was a big change.
I had 50 to 70 missed calls on my phone, and I'm the fifth in line to get a call. It was just because you know it's changing. I do think it's getting a lot better now, and the price was going up no matter who we were going with, no matter who got the contract, the price was going up. Bulk was going away. Now it's a different bulk. That was all. And I think it's finally, I mean, it's been like 6-7 months now, but starting to settle
in. Yeah, it seems, okay. That's good.
It was at the beginning.
Yep. Yeah, I...
Because, listen, I also don't like change. I try. I'm like, I can do change. I can't. I try, though.
Honestly, the can itself, for me, and I'm the one that hauls the stuff out, I'm like, oh, this is so much more. Like, we don't have to worry about, because I always felt badly. It's like, all right, are we allowed to put another bag or two? And then some weeks to be three. And we got the bigger can, I hope that's big enough. It's more than big enough.
That's what everyone, yeah.
We've had some weeks where it's like, oh boy, and then it's like, no, it's fine.
And it
everything fits.
It's supposed to fit eight bags of trash, that's huge.
Which in a week,
yeah.
Even if it's a rough week, that is a lot of trash for one family to do.
And, you know, I think it's where, you know, if you leave an extra bag outside, if they don't all fit and you leave one outside your can, it's a $4 charge. But what I would say, if you don't want to pay that $4, put it out next week.
Yeah, that.
Just put it, you know, let them empty your can, put the bag back in.
Yeah.
There's ways, you know, you don't have to pay the extra fees. Just save it for next week.
Yep.
Eight bags does seem like a lot for one week, but hey, I'm not telling anyone what to do, right? You have eight bags, you have nine, you have ten. I'm not telling
you.
You do you. I'm not judging. I don't judge.
For my neighbors like me from rural areas, we're listening to this like, what the heck are you talking about?
Know.
You know?
You guys are so good.
We just put our trash out at the curb or the road or something. So there was a changeover of companies.
Yeah.
How long is this new agreement?
It's 5 years.
It's a five?
Yeah, five-year agreement.
And so this new company shows up with brand new trash containers, trash cans.
Yep.
So in 5 years, possibly this could happen again?
I mean, that is a possibility.
Why does it have to be this is Joe's, or this is Scott, rural person here. Why does this have to be in a special can? Why can't it just be in a can?
Well, that's a great question. So the reason that it is in the special can is because a lot of the trash companies are going to automated trucks where the guys don't have to get out and grab it now. Now the truck arms grab it. So it's a special can where they can grab the can and has a little hook thing on it. Because you may not know this.
It is
talking
pretty
trash.
Wild to see, too.
Trash workers and, like, that, you know, industry, it's like the top five dangerous jobs that's out there. Because, man, people are not patient. They hit, you know. So keeping the workers in the truck and just having the mechanical arm empty your trash can, it's going to probably make trash workers a lot more safe, which is really, I think, the reason that they went to automated trucks. And that's why before it was guys got out, got out, emptied by hand.
In the
can into the truck. But now it's the little arm comes out, and that's why everyone had to. And there's three different size cans. So, like, if you have the biggest can, it's this much a month. If you have the middle can, it's this much a month. And if you have the small can. Yeah. So
we go for the biggest can.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You're a big can guy?
Okay.
Not to brag, but size is important to you.
All right. Now, again,
go big.
Amy, all I do, I did it this morning. I put my big trash bag out by the road, and sometime this morning, somebody will come pick it up.
Yep.
All right.
They'll probably throw it in the truck.
With these cans, do they have to be, like, specially positioned or something?
I'll tell you what. Jeff, do they? Did you get information about that?
I did indeed, and we have followed it and had no issues. But yeah, the lid's got to face the street. You got
to
get
it
out toward, I mean, close to the the road, so that, again, it's just so this arm can come out and pick it up. It's pretty wild.
It is, and, you know, it, like, shakes it, makes sure all the stuff. And then they're, like, you know, 3 feet away from your recycling bin because they don't want to, like, you know, hit stuff. Oh, yeah, there's rules in the city.
Scott,
there's rules now. Come on.
Oh, boy. I am so happy. I'm so happy to be Amish that all we got to do is just put it out by the road.
You just put it out. Well, here's the thing. A lot of people don't realize this. You put your trash out, it disappears. Do you know we get about 1 million pounds a day of trash?
Ooh.
That's why I like to talk about recycling so much. A million pounds a day of trash, just in Center County.
Okay.
Now we're going to segue into the future of trash, which my partner can't wait.
I'm so excited for this.
The entire world is waiting. A million pounds of trash a day.
That's our average.
Is insane.
Oh, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Do you see that ever changing? That's a lot of junk or trash and stuff. Like, where the heck does it go?
So ours goes to a landfill. So, like, same with recycling. We are the middleman for trash. We smash it up, compact it into tractor trailers, and it goes to the landfill in, like, the Lower Highlands area.
Okay.
So every day we send 18 tractor trailers to the landfill just from Center County.
Tractor trailers.
You know how you're talking about your tractor trailers earlier? 18 tractor trailers full of trash, compacted trash, to the landfill every day.
Wow.
And that's just Center County. So think about the world, how much trash is being. Do I see it? Okay. Our mission at the Recycling Refuse Authority is zero waste in 40 years. Will that happen? No. That's not reality. But it's our goal. So, you know, we try to get as much recycling as we can. I'm a big person. Like, reuse it. Don't waste. I don't know. That's just me. But I don't like to waste things. So if you can make less trash, that's good. And now with these new carts, you know, you only have the 8 bags. So people, I think, are maybe trying to make less trash. Do I see it? I don't know. I just think people, they're still going to buy stuff. They're still going to throw stuff away. We're never going out of business. Will the trash change over the years? Yeah, I think they'll make, you know, different kinds of trash and maybe compost more. And if we could compost, that'd be great. Like, if we can figure out how to get the food out of the trash, that's 30-40% of it.
Yeah.
I know. That'd be good and just make dirt out of it. But, yeah, I still see trash being a thing in 30-40 years. We're still going to have trash.
Yeah, composting people.
Actually, I never thought about that. Yeah, food waste makes up. How would you say?
30-40%.
Whoa.
I did the actual sorting in the transfer station, and we did a study of it, and it's 30-40%, more toward 40 with different organics, cardboard, stuff.
If you could somehow separate that out easily, what would that become? What would happen to that?
That could become dirt, it could like nutrient-rich soil, yeah. Like, a lot of people do compost, and they make really good soil out of it. It's great.
So some smart person hasn't figured out a way that people at home can do that?
People at home, they actually... So it's on the person, though. If you want to do it at your house, you totally can. There's compost bins.
You guys would collect it.
Well, State College Borough does it. State College Borough has 3 cans. They have a trash can, recycling bin, and an organics cart that you put your... If it grows, it goes in your green cart. And that goes to their compost facility. State College Borough has a special organics truck, and the compost facility is right behind Wegmans. So there's like a fence, and they have a compost site in First State College Borough. We would love to get it. I mean, you know the cog. They want to do it. It's just tough.
Right. Yeah.
But they want to get that out of the trash.
That sounds expensive.
Yeah, I think there was a little price increase for the borough when they did it. And honestly, that's the reason it didn't pass in the cog, because I think it was going to be $8 per household, and it just didn't fly.
$8?
Per month per household
for
the composting. And that just, if we could figure out a way to get it, I mean, a lot of people were like, I don't want to pay $8, especially.
If you can do it, yeah.
They didn't want to. And I get it. Like, they don't want that extra expense. Right. Maybe we could do it one day, though.
I'm looking for the plastic usage to go down. All right, you and I both have
Look at us with our Yetis.
We've got our drink. Meanwhile, Mr. Water Bottle.
Listen, I'm okay with that. I actually do. I know I drink out of water bottles. I probably shouldn't, but we recycle them, so at least we are turning them into new.
Yeah.
But yeah, the plastics. My gosh, the amount of plastics that are out there is. It's like an enormous amount.
I'm just wondering if that's going to go down.
All these
stories about microplastics and in your body and all this stuff.
Do I think it's going to go down? Just my opinion, no. I know when I did the trash sorts 20 years ago, and then I did it again a couple years ago, And the one thing I noticed just from myself was the amount of the single use film, little pieces of plastic. We maybe had one can for it 20 years ago. We had like two or three for it this time. Like it was a huge increase in that kind of plastic from the last 20 years that I remember from just in my brain sorting trash.
Okay. I'm looking for plastic usage to decrease.
I know.
We'll see if that actually happens. So anyway.
I will say they're getting lighter. So the plastic bottles, you'll probably notice.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might buy a case and one's even broke and water is coming out of it. They're getting lighter. Aluminum cans are also getting lighter. Everything's being made lighter. So I don't know.
That's a good thing?
I think so.
Okay.
I think that's a good thing. Except it looks like we're recycling less and we're not, but everything's just lighter.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's good. But yeah, plastics, I don't think they're going anywhere. A lot of people wish they were going there.
Yeah,
I don't think they're going.
I'm one of
them. You know how cheap they are to make? How about styrofoam? Styrofoam's like the bane of my existence. That's not going anywhere. So cheap to make.
Yeah.
So cheap to make.
Well, my wife and I went out to eat the other day, and we didn't eat everything, so we brought food home. And yes, they gave us a styrofoam little box.
Yeah, and we can't recycle that.
Can't do anything with those.
I mean, there's a place in Bloomsburg, I think, and Westmoreland County, but those are the two I know, and super labor intensive. And someone told me once, you could load a whole, speaking of tractor trailers, a whole tractor trailer full of styrofoam and send it somewhere, and you lost money in the first mile because it's just like sending air. It's like a, I don't know, we try to recycle styrofoam and it just didn't
haven't
work.
I heard the same thing about plastic though, Amy, that the amount of money you guys make to recycle plastic is going right down.
It all depends. It's weird with the markets. The milk jugs sometimes are worth more than cardboard. It's just how the market goes. But
really?
Since we do bail, we can send, you know, a 30,000, what would it be, like 30 ton of plastic on a truck. So 60,000 pounds we're sending out. And we actually sustain our recycling building with the sale of our recyclables. So we are helping ourselves out by recycling monetarily.
Okay. You're in the black. You're not in the red.
Yeah, we're in the black.
All right.
And trash kind of like supplements us.
All right, there we go.
Yeah. Look at us talking trash. I love it. This just made my day.
Talking
trash. All right, we got to take a break. But Amy, thanks for coming in
thanks
as always.
Thanks for talking with me.
And I'm telling you, the talking trash shirt.
I'm getting one.
That's got to be a shirt.
Next time I come in, I will have one. One of these days.
All right, well.
I like talking trash. Yeah, maybe right on the shirt.
I'm going to.
I like it.
All right, thanks, Amy. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We have open line time. I think we had a caller there that probably wanted to talk trash, so hold that thought. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll be right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts?
Mm-mm-mm.
So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Seasons change, and so does the equipment you need to handle those changes. From mowing to harvesting and taking care of snow, Goddard Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 has what you need to get it done. Still doing construction? Kubota has all the equipment you need. For landscaping, Goddard Equipment has what you need with equipment from Kubota, Steel, and Land Pride. The outdoors isn't all work and no play. Kubota, Honda Power Sports, and Suzuki have that fun covered too. And Goddard Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 has them all. Want to keep your home warm and cozy? Check out the Crown Royal Outdoor Furnaces. If you're cutting your own firewood, Goddard Equipment is your steel dealer with a saw that fits your needs perfectly. Goddard Equipment for Kubota, Honda Power Sports, Suzuki, Land Pride, Steel, Crown Royal Outdoor Furnaces, and a great selection of trailers and accessories. See it all now at Goddard Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us online at GoddardEquipment.com.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Just chilling, relaxing on a Tuesday morning edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers and Scott Giese with you. And yes, now the phone line is open. 814-954-7266 gets you into the big show this morning. Again, 814-954-7266. Yeah, the trash thing. We are just such a disposable society right now.
Yes.
With everything. And we've talked about this, I think we've talked about this on air before. It is frustrating for many of us when you look at, in particular, some of the, like, bigger appliance items, your washers, your dryers, your refrigerators, your dishwashers. We've all noticed, and you know darn well, two things. One is we know how to make them so that they last a long time. And two, we don't make them so they last a long time. Washers and dryers, I had the, before, I got the washer and dryer that we now have, which was just a couple of years ago. The one I had previously was given to me by my folks when they got a new washer and dryer, and theirs was still working perfectly. And they're like, "I, you know, we don't know. It might only last another year. We've had it for, I think it was 20 years or so at that point. They need to get a little different size to fit in with where they were putting it and all of that stuff." So I'm like, fantastic, I'll take it. I had moved into a new place, and mine was, the one that was there was not in great shape. And that one lasted another 15 years. So over 35 years, and it may have been over 40. I was definitely over 35. And had one repair in there, and it was hard to find the repair person who knew how to work on that particular washer. And it was still working. Left it behind. For all I know, it's still going. I'm like, hey, there's a washer dryer. They're really old, but they've been working fine for me. So left them for the other person. When we bought this washer and dryer, it's like, yeah, if you're lucky, you might get 10 years, but yeah, 8 to 10. And I'm like, well, we use ours quite a bit. We, between the kiddo and, like, Like, yeah, probably eight years, but maybe 10. So what, why would that be? We clearly have the technology to make them that they last like four times that long. Well, it's just the way we do it these days. Same thing with refrigerators. Well, that, I'm sorry. Like, I get the, hey, we want to keep the sales booming here. I understand that component of it, but good Lord. And yes, I mean, we're, you know, a fast food society. We are, everything just, yep, give it to me and then let me use it and gotta throw it away. Throw it in the trash instead of, hey, you know, we could just reuse a water bottle, the Yetis and whatnot. Nope, give me the plastic bottles. I'll throw them in the recycling. So, I mean, yeah, part of it is just we are transitioning and continue to transition to a more disposable society. We just keep adding to the stuff that we throw out more and more often. And at some point, you figure that has to swing back. At the very least, it should swing back. And yet,
I'm not sure about
here we
that.
Are. Yeah,
I don't see the swing back.
I haven't seen it yet, that's for sure.
I mean, somebody out there is listening to me. You have a relatively new refrigerator with like a TV screen built into it. And I'm thinking, why do you need to watch TV on your refrigerator? I don't get it. I mean, some of the high-tech stuff with various appliances today, it might...
Hold on, I'm looking up on my phone. Why we need a TV on...
on a refrigerator.
My phone is telling me we need the TV on the refrigerator for convenience sake.
No, no. Just, I keep calling this a plastic society because plastic parts have a habit of breaking. And that drives me crazy. Like, things that have plastic parts. Every now and then at home, something will break. I'll look down. Okay, yeah, plastic part. That used to be a metal part. Or that used to be a much more durable part. Now it's a plastic part. Bank! It breaks. Oh, great. And so many things where it costs as much to get a new one as it would be to repair the old one. Which just seems nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That just seems nuts. Like, really? And so what do we normally do? We dump the old one. We go get a new one. That's wasteful. That's my old-fashioned side showing this. Like, that is really wasteful. There's no way to just keep this one going. It was working fine. We had a microwave, and the microwave was great until the circuit board apparently got fried, either from a power surge or some such thing, and the thing just died. The actual working part of the microwave was fine, but the circuit board went out. Well, okay, what do we do? Well, to get another circuit board, if you could find one for a particular item, sometimes it's good luck with that, because, no, we don't make that model or whatever anymore. It's just like, there's something wrong here. So I agree with you. There's something wrong here. The idea of the disposable society, I don't get. We'll see if I'm right. I think plastic usage is going to go down. And again, all these stories in the media about microplastics, some of these stories are downright scary. Because somehow you, right now, okay, my friend here is going to turn green, okay? There is plastic right now inside your body. All of us. I'm trying to think. We had a guest from Bloomsburg University. Oh, goodness. This was like a year and a half ago. And we were talking about microplastics. Back then, excuse me, back then this was just starting to become a thing. Like in the media, like most people have never heard of microplastics. And when we were talking with this professor from Bloomsburg, you know, back then it was like, microplastics, what is that? And he tried to explain that every time his, I guess, students went out to do research, no matter where they went, a stream,
farmland, and so on, and they would take samples, microplastics, everywhere they went. Now, we're talking tiny, 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 tiny pieces of plastic that somehow you ingest and it ends up in your body. Now I'm seeing stories about Alzheimer's. Well, maybe it's due to microplastics. This health issue, maybe it's due to microplastics. I just, when I see a water bottle anymore, I'm like, So that's why I think plastic usage could go down. Let's take a call.
Good morning. You are live on Let's Talk.
Hey, Scott, we completely agree.
Okay.
I want to go back to when they put a nickel on a glass bottle and a can. I didn't have a litter problem along the roadways. But because economy of scale and some other forces, we wanted to get away from local bottling of your soda pop and your beer and whatnot. Go to regional. We went to plastic, and there's no nickel on the plastic. Then we went to recycling.
Okay, yeah.
I think the recycling, it took about 10 years to respond.
Mm-hmm.
We had the crying Indian who wasn't an Indian actor. You know, he wasn't truly American Indian. But we all responded to that crying Indian, you know, looking at all that trash along the road. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
But I guess I'm going to get back to the appliances. So I replaced my 3-year-old, 12,000 BTU smart internet connected air conditioner the other day with my 20-year-old backup air conditioner, because apparently you can't buy them now. They're out of season. And we are, as we get older, I get sensitive to the heat, my wife too. So I put it in, it's working fine, but you have to actually put it on a number. You can't use your digital and your internet and all that business. So as it turns out, there was absolutely nothing wrong with that air conditioner in terms of the compressor. It was the motherboard, like you're talking, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
It was a computer board. And apparently any appliance that's associated with water, refrigerators, washers, air conditioners, they get mold. And it fails these computer boards. And as you know, Scott, when you research replacing the computer board, it's equivalent to the cost of the entire appliance.
Yeah. How about that?
So, what was the other thing? Oh, you guys are old enough to remember Monty Python. That's what got me through the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
They had a sketch. The guy shows up, his mother passes away, and goes to the mortician. The mortician says, well, how would you like to have the burial arrangement? So he gives them all the, all the alternatives, traditional burial, cremation. Then he, like, at the very end of the sketch, we got cannibalism, too. What I'm getting at is about these microplastics versus the traditional way of getting rid of some of this stuff, burning it. Pick your poison.
Yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, the thing about plastics is there's numerous types of plastics, and that's where the rub is. If you throw the wrong plastic number into your plastic, your recycling bin, it all has to be sorted.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some highly computerized ocular identification of plastics, very expensive technology to sort it. Or you can bundle it up and send it to Africa and Asia, and they will have low labor costs to sort it. And then, unfortunately, it seems like most of that American plastic ends up in the oceans.
Yes.
And then it gets ground down into nanoparticles, and then there's a thing called biomagnification. The little guys eat it, and then predators through the food chain eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come along, and I want to enjoy my clam or whatever, my fish, and I get a good dose of microplastics, too.
How about that?
So this is versus burning it. I would argue, let's do the cost analysis on this. I think we have some very good technology for incinerating this stuff. I go to Baltimore, and what I love about Baltimore is they got the stadiums right there.
Mm-hmm.
They got the tourist area, and they got an incinerator. right there off of, what is that, I-95.
Okay.
Yeah, they're feeling and living comfortable with an incinerator. And, yeah, what you do is you have to feed the incinerator different stock so it burns properly. So I'm saying let's save on the shipping costs, send it to Africa, having some low labor sort it, then dump it in the ocean. So let's just take it to our own incinerators, burn it properly, and get an energy bang out of it.
Well, the only thought, any time I've seen stories about incinerators, cost comes up. The cost of running an incinerator.
Yeah, you can't do it the old-fashioned way, just like, you know, your burn barrel off back in Milheim. Yeah, you have to sort it. You got to feed it into the right temperature regime. So you probably have economy of scale there. You have to have enough feedstock to go into it and justify it. So you like Baltimore's doing it.
Interesting. So. All right, we got to take a break. Thanks for your call.
Appreciate
that. Incinerators sound interesting. Again, every time I've seen incinerators, somebody brings up the cost. The cost is significant to run one of those or two of those or whatever. I don't know. Talking trash here this morning because it's kind of important. You're smiling. You're having a good time this morning. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll have a few more minutes of open line time if you'd like to chime in here on Let's Talk for a Tuesday morning. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Ryan Radke here from Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Join Mike Golic and me every Sunday for a marquee primetime NFL matchup. Scott Graham gets things started with a pregame show from the studio with exclusive player interviews and the latest league news. Then from the stadium, Mike and I bring you the exclusive play-by-play call of the action. Join us every week for Sunday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand Multi-Force stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday. One final segment, a few minutes remaining. Phone line is available for your use at 814-954-7266 if you want to weigh in on the future of trash or anything else.
You really like that. The future of trash.
Well, I mean, we tackle the big
stuff. Are we going to be doing it differently in the future?
That is.
I mean, one thing that's different, yeah, I've seen these, not where I live, these automatic trucks that, I don't know, the thing reaches out and grabs the trash can. In other words, there's no person standing there, and it, I don't know, dumps it in the truck and then puts the trash can back down again. I mean, that's the first I've ever seen that. I mean, I assume some other parts of the country have this, you know, trucks and so on.
But there's, you know, now guy doesn't have to get out of the truck, which Amy mentioned, safety. Yeah, okay, I get that. I've seen some people, they're in a hurry to get someplace, and the garbage truck pulls over to pick up something, and somebody darts around the outside of the truck. I'm like, whoa, that's a little fast, pal. Slow down. All right, I get it. So, you know, the future of trash.
No, yes, we just have to do a better job of getting people to drive safely. Put the phones down. Pay attention. Understand that if somebody is stopped in front of you and there's a green light, or 90% of the time there's a reason. We've had a couple of situations where it's like you have a car stopped. By the way, I do think we, at some point, I keep promising to do it, and we're going to get somebody in here on the on traffic stuff. One of the more dangerous situations that is out there, and I don't understand why we have it set up the way we do, but where you have you get a green light to turn left, but the crosswalk is lit up so that the person has the right of way to walk. And I understand from a legal standpoint, I get it. They have the right of way. You need to be paying attention. Yes, you have a green light, but why not just leave it red until, why not allow that 30-second period, or I don't know what all the timing is that's involved there. It just seems to me you're asking, and again, I get it, 100% of the time it's on the person that is turning, I've just seen it time and time again where people, you start to turn, and then half the time the driver of the car is glaring at the, hey, you moron, I'm trying to go. Yes, but they actually have the right of way, moron. But why do we have that situation where if you're sitting in a red light, right, instinctively you see green means go, and you go.
Yeah.
I don't understand, and there has to be reasons for it, and again, I'm just telling you, it just seems to me that is, we're creating with our traffic pattern there a potentially unsafe situation. And then when you add in the cell phones, the people that are, the number of students, it really is breathtaking to me. If you ever have the misfortune of driving on campus during the day, may you not have to deal with such misfortune. But, and I try to avoid it, but every now and then over the years, it's like, no, but I have to. And my wife had a situation where she had to be up there, the other day, and she came home and she's like, I don't know how these kids are surviving. They do not even look up. They are crossing the street, not at a crosswalk, and never even they don't pause for a moment to, I wonder if there's any chance that somebody else might be using this street that I'm crossing. Maybe I'll check and just make sure there's not like a ton of steel coming out. Nope, never occurs to them. Just head down, looking at the phone, completely oblivious to the world around them. Now, if you have careful drivers and they're paying attention, and if you're on campus, by God, you need to be such a driver. But the combination of, I think, we create some unsafe situations with just the traffic patterns, and then you combine that with the distracted driving, the distracted pedestrians, the distracted bike drivers, the bikers who don't understand the rules of the road. By God, you better follow them if you're a vehicle. And also, I'm just going to bike the opposite way on the walkway here because, hey, I'm special. No, you're not. You need to follow the rules, too. Anyways.
All right. Constitution Day tomorrow. Boy, there's a topic. We're going to have a special guest.
Yes.
About an upcoming event that, frankly, this is a topic we all need to be paying attention to. So listen in for tomorrow's show. Robert Redford passed away. He's 89. Mm. Wow. Hey, folks, have yourself a good Tuesday.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox Sports.